Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
After Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara first discusses Hani Mirita the Agma, Yaitzben Mishamar, the Gemara says. Yaitzemar with Mirita the Agma, with Mar from an Agam. Yaitzben Chevasai. So Marissa Kasha by Ezev, we find Ezev, Vlaezev Yavam, Vlaezev Kukli, Vlaezev Mizbari, Vlaezev Raimi, Vlaezev Shesh Vishem Lovely. And it says in the Pasuk, Ezev has to be Ezev without any other name, without any hyphenated name, without any shame lovely. Say, how come my Mar and Marisa the Agma is good enough? Says the Abayi and Rava both give Teretz. And Abayi says the Teretz that wasn't a Shtanah Shmai before Matan Torah. So if it's a Shtanah Shmai before Matan Torah, then it's a Kved of the Pasuk. And Rava says the Teretz that it's really considered Merita. Doesn't have a Shin Hashem. It's just a descriptive reference that it's Merita the Agma, but the name is Merita. So Bekvega asks, he asks here, that what's the Shaykhis? By Ezev, Ezev is a min. Ezev is a specific species called Ezev. It's a min. So maybe we have to know what does it include. It doesn't include all the broader categories of the different minim, the types of Ezevs. Well, just the Ezev without the Shem lovely. But Mar is not a min. We have five minim for Mar. Chazeres, and Tamcha, and Ulshin, Chachavina, and Mar. It's not a min. Any Eric Mar is called Mar. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Call the Eric Mar. Call Ezev Mar is called Mar. Any Eric Mar is called Mar. The Gemara in Pesachim brings the Simonin. Call Sheesh Beisraf upon him achsifim, it says, and it's Mar. Pega doesn't bring him, but that's where Pega is coming from. So Mela, why should Merita the Agma be different? He says, Taisus and Lam Megimel has a similar kasha, but the Gemara says, Asa Mitzra, the Hadas Mitzri, is good enough. The Gemara says, you see, even though it has a shame lovely, but Anaf Eitz Aves, it says. So Taisus says, what's the Havimina? Eitz Aves is not a min, Eitz Aves is a description. If it fits the description, it's enough of Chayfim, it's Eitzah, it has three leaves in a row. So what's the difference what min it is? He wants to know, why come Taisus and ask over here? Mar is a description. What's the difference what min it is? As Hashem is also mechaven to the kashi is meisiv. The Gemara there says maybe it's a mar of a fish, a mar of a fish. The Gemara says no. Ma matzah min zrar, ma mar min zrar. You see clearly, mar is not identifying a specific min. But the emphasis of machlokes apeskim in Siman Tafayin Gimel in Arichayim, the Ramah is mashma like a bikveges anocha. The Ramah says if you don't have one of the five minim. So just take any bit of vegetable is good enough. But the Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says, and he also brings that from the Teshbats, but he holds not that way. He holds that it's coming from the Augur. The Augur says you can take Lana. So he says no, because he holds that Lana is the Min of Mar, the fifth Min. It says you have Chazeres, Tamcha, Ulshin, Chachavina, Mar, the Lana is Mar. That's Pshat in the Augur. But no, and he brings the Raya from Agamara, that you need a specific Min. Right, I have a few minim. So I think what the Magen Avraham is saying is that this, even though it's not identifying a specific min, a specific species, but it's identifying a specific category. The category has to be called Marer. These are the only five that by Matan Torah were called Marer, tiny the Magen Avraham. So Mel, that's what they count. So even though it's not a specific min, it's a specific category. But there are most, seems to have a Kvega. And the Chanami, the Magen Avraham brings the Raya from Agamar, from Rabbi Kvega's Kasha, that no, it has to be a specific min, or at least a specific category, like we're saying. One more Indian, the next Gemara talks about if Agad Bechad, the Gemara says, Loi Shmei Agad, Sholosh Shmei Agad, Shnaim is Machlekes Rebesi in the Rabbanan. Now, earlier, in the Afibesim and Aleph, Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that a Chavila has to have 25 Kanim. And Kamir Yishayinim hold this way, the Rambam passes that way in the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, that you need 25 Kanim, right? The Ravid already asked on the Rambam, the Gemara here says that 3 is good enough. So what's the Shai need 25? The Ridva already also says that, and the Ridva says that the Bavli is arguing on the Yishalmi. That's the Chari what the Ravid holds, that 3 is good enough. The Rif also doesn't bring the Yishalmi. So what's Pshat in the Rishayim that bring the Yishalmi 25 here says 3 is good enough? It says 3 Mahalchim. The Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam that the Gemara is not talking about Sukkah B'chlal. When the Gemara is discussing 2 and 3, the Gemara is discussing a good to say that. That's what he says. The Beis Yosef brings from the Aruch HaShem that the Yishalmi was talking about Zrodim like Zmeir Shalanu. I guess it means not like big, thick stalks, but like thin twigs, thin, so there you need 25. But for stalks, Kanim, then 3 is good enough. But the Rosh is a Teretz, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Not a Kasha B'chlal. You need 25, otherwise it's not a Chavila. But the Gemara before said that when you have 25 sticks, it doesn't say how many, but when you have sticks growing at Tzvasa the Diklo, the Krani, the Kani, Afkusa the Dikla, I mean, and the Krani and the Kani, then I consider Agav, Agav de Shemayim Lo Shemay Agad. And even if you're Chazav Agdan, Agad B'chad Lo Shemay Agad. So that's what we're discussing. You have 25 sticks, but they're all stuck together. Now you're tying them. Agad B'chad Lo Shemay Agad. But if you have two of them, if you have three, then already it's not an agat b'chad. So you have three dekrani dedikli, three afkus dedikli, I mean, or dekrani dekani, with all together 25 sticks, that's the case where it's an agat. Now, Shagan, we don't have 25 sticks, it doesn't start. That's Shadon Yerushalmi, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.